Title: Thomas Gage Autograph Notes and Draft to Francis Smith, April 18, 1775, Boston, Massachusetts. From the Thomas Gage Papers, American Series, William L. Clements Library, the University of Michigan. Transcription. Sir, a quantity of ammunition and provision, together a number of cannon and small arms, having been collected at Concord for the avowed purpose of supporting a rebellion against His Majesty's government. You will march with the corps of grenadiers and light infantry, put under your command with the utmost expedition and secrecy to Concord, where you will seize and destroy all the artillery and ammunition provisions, tents, and all other military stores you can find. You will knock off one trunnion at least of each of the iron guns and destroy the carriages, and beat in the muzzles of the brass ones so as to render them useless. The powder and flour may be shaken out of the barrels into the water, the tents burnt, and the men may put the balls and lead into their pockets, throwing them away by degrees into the fields, ditches, ponds, etc. You have a plan on which is marked the places where the artillery and ammunition, etc., is reported to be lodged, and after destroying the same, you will return, and if your men appear much fatigued, you may halt them at Lexington or Cambridge, and let them rest in barns or other outhouses, and may hire wagons at Lexington for weak and fatigued men. If any body of men dares to oppose you with arms, you will warn them to disperse or attack them. Some men from the artillery are ordered to attend you and will carry sledgehammers and other instruments to destroy the guns. Four brass cannon and two mortars or coerns, with a number of smaller arms, in the cellar or outhouses of Mr. Barrett, a little on the other side of the bridge, where is also lodged a quantity of powder and lead. 10 iron cannon before the townhouse and two within it, which townhouse is in the center of the town, the ammunition for said guns within the house. 3 guns, 24 pounders, lodged in the prison yard with a quantity of cartridges and provision. A quantity of provision and ammunition in other places. The principal deposits are the houses of the Messrs. Hubbard, near the meeting, Butler Jones the sailor, near Hubbard's, 2 men of the name of Bond, and particularly at Mr. Whitney's, who lives on the right hand near the entrance of the town, at the house plastered white, a small yard in front and a railed fence. A large quantity of powder and ball is reported to be deposited in his stores adjoining the house. Cannon hid in a wood a mile and a half from the center of the village between river and Malden Pond. The wood rich, a good deal of underwood. The ground a little wet, but not a marsh. 3 guns still mounted, the rest dismounted and carefully hid and even buried. In the same place, some boxes of arms hid like the cannon. The medicine chests and powder barrels, tents, etc., distributed in the chief houses, particularly Mr. Barrett's, Captain Wheeler's, Mr. Hubbard's, stores, and the 2 bonds. The 3 guns in the prison court remains there besides many different articles.